From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 978th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Ray Price.
I couldn't sleep last night, just walked the floor. Don't know how I'll stand this anymore. Lonely all the time since I lost you. Received your invitation to the blues. I don't know why you caused me such pain. I just hope I never go through this much again. Thanks for sending something I can't use. Received your invitation to the blues. From this world of mine. Thanks to you, the sun will never shine. Off the floor, so much wore out my shoes. Received your invitation.
Thank you, neighbors. Thanks a lot, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Grant Turner, suppose you lead off the lineup.
Glad to, Ray. Well, tonight, Rod Brasfield's on hand, along with the Jordanaires.
Yes, sir, and Chester Atkins.
And Miss Delwood, Tommy Jackson, and the Opry Square Dancers.
And our special guest, Jimmy Newman. Right now, here's the Jordanaires to sing one of the numbers from our new Capitol album called Heavenly Spirit, a fine spiritual, Search Me, Lord.
Lights from heaven onto my soul. Well, if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and sprinkle
me. I want to live
right, I want to be saved, I want to be whole.
Well, you know all my thoughts, you know my every need. You know where I go, you know just what I need. Now, if there's something there that I'm unaware,
oh, well, take it, keep it, move it into your hair. Well, search me, Lord, please search me, Lord. Well, I'll turn the light from heaven onto my soul. Well, if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out. I want to live right, I want to be saved, I want to be whole.
Well, you know where I go, you don't know where I go. You know where I go, Lord, you know where I belong. And now if there's something there that I'm unaware,
well, search me, search me, search me through and through. Well, search me, Lord, please search me, Lord. Well, now I turn the lights from heaven onto my soul. Well, if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and straight. I want to live right, I want to be saved, I want to be whole. Well, search me, Lord, please search me, Lord. Well, now turn the lights from heaven onto my soul. I want to live right, I want to be saved, I want to be whole.
Search me, Lord, Brother Jordanaires, and a fine number it was. Now then, it's guest time here on the Grand Ole Opry, and here he is, that smiling boy from Louisiana, Jimmy Newman. Yes, sir, Jim, it's sure good to have you with us tonight.
It's good to be here, Ray.
You know, I understand you've been traveling around the country quite a bit, James. Tell me, how'd things go?
Well, pretty good, Ray. We just ended a tour up in Canada for about a month, and tomorrow we're headed for Minnesota way for another tour.
Well, I'll tell you, those folks out there are due for a great tip. And I'd like to say one thing. I know you got a song for us. Is it one of your own, Jim?
One of my Dot Records goes
well,
like this.
That's fine.
I thought I'd never fall in love again. I seem to always lose and never win. I felt my heart had reached its journey's end, and I thought I'd never fall in love again. But I saw something when I looked at you. From the darkness a new love light shone through. It made my heart believe that I could win, and I thought I'd never fall in love again. Heart believe that I could win, and I thought I'd never fall in love again.
Thank you.
Ray, you don't mind if I say a few words about Prince Albert smoking tobacco, do you?
Not at all, Jimmy. Go right ahead.
Well, neighbors, lots of the folks here on the Grand Ole Opry have told you why they like Prince Albert. I like Prince Albert because it tastes so good.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, Jimmy. P.A. tastes good because that special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural flavor and goodness of the fine tobacco, even makes it better. P.A. always tastes good because it's always fresh. It's crimp cut, too, so it packs right, burns even and cool.
Ray, I just know that when I light up P.A., I get a mild, tasty smoke.
And a comfortable smoke, Jimmy. That's important, too.
Tasty, comfortable, that's Prince Albert. For my smoking money, that means the same thing. And making men like P.A. in an OCB paper rolls easy, smokes cool, and tastes so good.
Right you are, Jimmy. So pipe smoker or making men, switch to mild and mellow P.A. and get a cool, tasty, comfortable smoke. That's Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Here's Tommy Jackson and the Opry Square Dancers. So if you're in the mood, cut a caper to the good old tune of Sally Gooden.
All by the right and part by the left. When you come along the way, it's wonderful out there. Even come along the ride, the first time you warm it up. Back and swing that half circle and then two-headed chain. Chain back, lady, and a gentle chain. Chain back again. Meet at the center of John Four. Hey, bring your hat on the big picture by the left. Don't forget that pony by the right. Wait a minute, wait a while. Turn around and turn around. Oh, watch him go, folks, watch him go. Off the right and let's get the turn the cave. Turn down and go in. Bring your car, lady, and you'll all turn it in. Come on in. Turn out, you won't all be slow.
Yeah. Thank you, Tommy Jackson, and thank you, Square Dancers.
Oh, Ray, Square Dancing is sure great fun, but isn't it just about time we got around to our hymn now?
It certainly is, Grant. You know, tonight we have one that's a particular favorite of mine because we always like to sing it. We'd like to sing it for everyone tonight. One entitled, In the Garden. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Thank you, Ray. That was really inspiring.
Well, thank you, Grant. And now, neighbors, it's time we called on our great Opry favorite. A boy who really plays the guitar like nobody else in this world. Chet Atkins playing Black Mountain Rag. Thanks a lot, Chester Atkins. You're really in great form tonight, boy. And speak of being in great form, so is our next entertainer, who says, you know the honeymoon is over when the dog brings your slippers and your wife barks at you. Rod Brasfield!
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. Get away from my hair. That don't belong to you. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Rodney.
Doggone, it's good to see you.
Well, it's good to see you,
man,
Rod.
It's hot tonight, ain't it?
It sure is.
Tell you the truth. I'm so tired, Ray.
Tired?
I'm so tired, I've been plowing all week.
Is that right?
I'm so tired of plowing, I wouldn't tell another mule to get up if it was sitting in my lap. Tell you the truth.
Tired.
Me and Uncle Sipe was plowing the other day over in the new ground.
Yeah.
And he stumped his toe on an old stump root there, you know?
Uh-oh.
And, oh, it made him mad.
Bet it hurt.
Yeah, it hurt him, and he just stomped his foot and kicked that root and cussed and cussed and cussed. Says, oh, doggone that old root. I wish that thing was in the hot place. And I said, now, you oughtn't to say that, Uncle Sahib. You're liable to stumble over it again sometime.
Yes, sir.
Me and him come up here to Nashville. See, he broke a plow point. Plowing in the new ground, and he broke his sharp plow point, see?
Yeah.
And we come up here to get a new plow point, you know?
Yeah.
And we got hungry and decided we'd go over to this grocery store and get a little dab of grub, you know?
Yeah.
Cheese and crackers and some viney sausage and stuff.
Yeah, a little snack.
And I looked over and they had a crate of the biggest lemons that I ever seen in my life.
Big lemon?
Oh, man, they was as big as grapefruits is.
You don't mean it.
Oh, the biggest lemons I ever seen. I called Uncle Sip. I says, come here and look at these big lemons here. And he looked at them. He said, boy, they are whoppers, ain't they? He says, boy, it wouldn't take many of them to make a dozen, would it?
Yeah, that's about right.
Hey, Ray.
Yeah, Rod.
Aunt Sap, his wife, come up here with us.
She did.
Yeah, and she went to the beauty parlor or doctor or somewhere, wherever you go, to get your face lifted.
She had her face lifted.
Yeah, you know, just to sort of get the wrinkles straightened out.
Yeah.
She lifted her face so good that every time she lifts her eyebrows now, she pulls up her stockings.
That's pretty high, Rod.
She had her face lifted so many times, Ray, that her nose thinks it's an elevator. She had her face lifted, and when the doctor sent her the bill...
What happened?
It fell again. Hey, Ray, do you like riddles?
Oh, I sure do, Rod.
Boy, I love riddles. Let's tell a riddle while we ain't doing nothing else.
Well, Rod, I love riddles, but you're too dumb to understand a riddle.
Yeah, I know I'm dumb, but who's dumb?
You are.
Well, you talk like a dirt dauber, boy.
I'm telling you, you're about the dumbest thing
I've ever seen. I ain't near as dumb as you think I am, short stack.
I tell you what, I got a little money. Rod.
Huh?
I'll tell you what, I'll prove that you're dumb.
Is that right?
I'll make you a little wager.
Just because I got on these onion britches, don't think I'm dumb.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Onion britches, Bermuda.
Oh, I'm telling you, you're going to have to go after
that. I know, let's go with the riddle.
Well, I'm going to tell
this
you what.
This is Jackson.
We'll tell a riddle. I'll bet you a dollar.
Yeah,
I'll give you a dollar every time you answer a riddle that I tell. And you give me 50 cents every time I answer one that you tell. Now, that just prove how dumb you are.
Now, you're going to give me a dollar if I can't answer it.
Right.
And if you can't answer it, you're going to give me 50 cents.
No, you're going to give me 50 cents.
I mean, I just have to give you 50 cents.
Right.
Well, that'd be a stupid thing not to take a thing like that.
All right.
Go ahead and ask a riddle.
No, I'm going to prove how dumb you are. You go ahead and ask the riddle.
Oh, you want me to ask a riddle?
That's right.
All right, let's see. What is it that's got fur in the winter and feathers in the summer and flies over the post office in August on Thursday?
There's your dollar.
You don't know?
I don't know.
There's my dollar.
That's right.
Thank you, Ray. That's nice.
Well, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Whoa. Come here. Come here, old buddy.
All right.
What is the answer to it?
I don't know. Here's your 50 cents. Hey, Mr. Price.
Yeah, Rod.
Did you know I kept a feller from making a terrible mistake yesterday?
You did?
Yeah, he was going to throw away his pipe just because it wasn't giving him the kind of a smoke he wanted.
So you told him about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Now, how'd you guess that?
You told him Prince Albert's crimp cut so it packs right, burns even and cool. That PA is always fresh.
Well, Flitter, yes.
That it tastes good because that special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural flavor and goodness of fine mellow tobacco.
You must have been listening.
Well, shucks, Rod. Pipe smokers everywhere are discovering for themselves that Prince Albert gives a cool, tasty, comfortable smoke. That goes for making men, too. PA rolls easy, tastes good. That's why Prince Albert is America's largest-selling smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test. The proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now here's our guest with another of his own tunes recorded on the Dot label, singing I Want to Tell the World, Jimmy Newman.
Hey.
I want to tell of the world just how I feel since I met you. I want to tell of the world my love is real, my love for you. Sweet, sweet things you do to me, you freed me from the blue. I want to tell of the world just how I feel since I met you. No more blue, no more tears, only you. Through the years, the sweet, sweet things you do to me, you freed me from the blue. I want to tell all the world just how I feel since I met you. I want to tell all the world just how I feel since I met you.
I want to tell the world about Jimmy Newman. Thank you, James. You were a great guest. Now, here's another Opry favorite who's a great guest and pianist. The Down Yonder Girl herself, Miss Dellwood. Thank you just a whole lot.
Ray, I don't want to interrupt right here, but time is getting short, and I know the folks are anxious for a song from you. After all, we have our great holiday crowd here, one of the greatest crowds of the year here at the Grand Ole Opry. So how about you doing us all a favor and doing your latest Columbia record, City Lights?
Grant, I'll be happy to do it.
Bright array of city light, as far as I can see. The great white way shines through the night for lonely guys like me. The cabarets and honky tonks, their flashing signs invite a broken heart to lose itself in the glow of city light.
forget her name, and a glass of sherry wine. I'd set up for other girls, for empty hearts like mine. They paint a pretty picture of a world's getting right. But it's just a mask for loneliness behind the city lights. The world was dark and God made stars to brighten up the night. But God who put those stars above, I don't believe made those lights. For it's just a place for men to cry when things don't turn out right. Just a place to run away and hide behind those city lights. Forget her love and a different atmosphere. I'd set her or nothing but a masquerade for tears. They paint a pretty picture, but my arms can't hold her tight. And I just can't say I love you to a sweetheart.
I don't know where the time went, but, well, we've got to go. It's been great having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry tonight, and we want to tell you, be sure and be on hand next week, when Ferlin Husky will be headlining the show, and he'll have Max Wiseman along as his special guest. Till then, this is Ray Price, and thanks ever so much, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that camel.
It's a real cigarette. You get more smoking comfort, more flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today. What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette today tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Have a real cigarette. Have a camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.